AM 1380 The Answer, presenting the show that gives you the power of knowledge. It's Real Life Lending with Eric Ilofsky.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Real Life Lending. We are your Northern California show for what's new and true in mortgage finance and real estate. We're celebrating our 11th year here on the air in some way, shape, or form here in the Sacramento area. Proud to be part of the KTKZ team, and we've switched over to the station recently. So I know that we have a lot of new listeners out there, those of you that are new to the show. I started the show years ago because of my frustration. We were hearing in the national media about the current state of our market during the last downturn. And, you know, now we've got some other economic situations happening. So I wanted to create a place for you, the consumer, to come call, ask questions about what you can do and what you can't do in the real estate market. And we have a ton of ways to get a hold of us. First of all, our text line, if you have a question or maybe you're in the middle of a purchase or refinance transaction and you just want to get a second opinion, shoot us a question, 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606. You can also jump on our website, reallifelending.com. Shoot me an email. Say hello. We would love to hear from you. A little bit about myself. My name is Eric Ilofsky. This is my 30-some-odd year in this crazy business we call Northern California Real Estate. I am currently the vice president of Essex Mortgage, and I run the beautiful Loan Center here in Northern California. But the best part of my job is sitting in front of you folks, whether it's helping you buy your first home, the second home, maybe that first investment property. We've had a lot of listeners. I've been very fortunate over the last 30-some-odd years and reaching out here in the Sacramento area via the radio forum to meet a lot of you. And we look forward to continuing that. A little bit about Essex Mortgage. We fund about $4 billion a year in residential real estate. We are a direct lender. We make all lending decisions in-house. All that doesn't make us a big box bank, and we're thankful for that. What it does allow us to do is maybe talk about some programs, maybe some loan strategies that you haven't heard anywhere else. We are not a cookie-cutter program. Our job is to provide you the power of knowledge to make the right decisions based on your financial needs, not your neighbors, not your parents, not anybody else's. Everything's tailored for you. Today we're going to get into some text questions we got from last week's show, kind of go through, you know, how to get prepared to buy a home here in 2023. But before that, I wanted to say hello to one of my co-hosts today, Mr. Adam Schaefer. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
We're doing well. Why don't you tell everybody who you are? It's such a great pleasure to have you here in the studio. It's been like 4 years since I've been able to squeeze you in, however, make you come and join us today. But remind everybody who you are.
It has been a while, but I'm glad to be here. Yes, my name's Adam Schaefer, and I'm a loan officer here with Essex Mortgage. I've been in the industry, at least 20 years. I love what I do. We've been through all the ups and downs and in-betweens since then, but it's just great to be on the air and talk to you folks and see how we can strategize to help some folks.
Yeah, Adam's being modest. He's probably one of the top loan officers here in Northern California, and we're glad to have him here on the show today. But, you know, we love mortgage and real estate. One of our sister companies is Real Life Real Estate. I am the broker CEO of that as well. So we can just about answer any questions. We help people buy homes throughout the state and out of state. We are licensed in all 50 states here at Essex Mortgage. So those of you that are planning your escape from California for one reason or another, we can help with that. We also have a network of real estate agents throughout the United States to help you team up to find somebody that can best suit your needs. You know, Adam, it's just been a kind of a crazy time. Summer, you know, we've gone through the last couple of years of really lacking of inventory. We thought 2023 was going to be, you know, maybe with interest rates rising, the year of the first-time home buyer. You know, we got all the craziness, the Bay Area influence, all that happened last year. But we're kind of still seeing, you know, it's a kind of a hot and cold market in some way, sense, or form, but still hyper-competitive, right?
Yeah, it is very competitive. You know, you've got a lack of inventory, right? Folks mm-hmm. that were considering moving up,
right?
They're sitting at very low interest rates. So, you know,
I don't want to get rid of my 3% interest rate.
Yeah, exactly. So there's definitely a little shortage of inventory. But like we tell all of our potential buyers, you got to get your ducks in a row
right.
and get pre-approved and just strategize
right.
to how to handle this.
And you know, one of the things we kind of talk about, I kind of bend and use some of Ryan Lundquist, who's a local appraiser here in the area. He's got a great forum and a great blog. And you know, he's the guy that knows the numbers, right? He's out appraising houses all the time. And you know, he's saying the market peaked, you know, in July, but into the hot and cold housing market, you know. And one of the things that we're seeing this year is new construction seems to be the larger segment of what's being sold.
Yeah.
And, you know, why is that? Well, probably because builders are offering some crazy incentives, you know, cost for closing costs. We're seeing some really great concessions being offered that. And so that's why I think people are trending towards that. Are you seeing that
we're
as well?
Seeing that, yeah, for sure. They cannot build them fast enough.
You know, new construction has been on fire. The first 7 months of the year been really super strong here in the Sacramento area for the new construction market. I think there was only 1 year higher over the past decade, which was 2021. You know, words like strong and growing haven't been used to describe the resale market, but new construction has been experienced kind of a different trend than we've seen. But you know, like I said, the concessions from the builders are a huge factor. You see these big newspaper ads offering super low buy down interest rates, and you know, hey, more power to you if you can get that in below market rate and get into a new home. That's the way to do it. We ask you that you just be smart and get some options and talk to maybe a couple different loan officers to see what's best for you. I think that's the most important thing.
And I would also advise when you are looking at new construction, what seems to surprise a lot of people is Mello-Roos.
Oh yeah,
you know, basically additional taxes or bonds that are added on to your house payment. And that sometimes surprises people versus buying an existing property.
That is a great, great piece of knowledge, because anytime a builder these days in the state of California, God bless the legislature and all the steps they make us jump through in hoops, is that there's a lot of school bonds, additional tax assessments, where new constructions and new communities have at least 10 or 15 or sometimes 20 year that will last those bonds. Is that right, Adam?
Yeah.
Usually
right.
About 20 years. And then sometimes they can increase your monthly tax payment by 30 to 40%, depending on the location. And I think that's a huge factor. So be prepared for that, folks. You know, and everybody's out there screaming at me when I say the market's hot and cold and the resale market. But, you know, Eric, I've made 35 offers. I'm not getting anything accepted on a resale market. But it all has to do with, you know, compared to the new home market, I think that there's a lot more incentive there. But those of you that are looking in the $400,000 range, I know it's tough. You know, average days on market is 9 days in that market in all three of our counties if you're under $500,000. The upper-end homes are a little bit more than that. But all I can tell you to do is, like Adam said, get your ducks in a row. We're going to kind of go through the process of getting what you need to do to finally get pre-approved here in 2023. You know, we've had some changes in guidelines. We've had some tightening in guidelines. But we are still funding loans, and we're still funding first-time homebuyer loans. I think that's most important for people need to understand.
Absolutely.
But I just want to take a look at concessions by price range. Well, let's talk about this. Let's go to the new construction. The top 10 cities, new construction is killing it right now in California. Roseville, Sacramento, Folsom, Elk Grove, Woodland, Rancho Cordova, Lincoln, El Dorado Hills, Plumas Lake, and Natomas. We got to remember the resale market, and, you know, why does the new home market, new construction market look so hot? Well, we're missing about 6,000 sales from the resale market compared to last year. That means that 6,000 less homes year to date compared to last year for homes that were already existing are smaller. So, and Adam had touched on it earlier in the show that, you know, people are just reluctant to give up their super low interest rates.
Yeah, if you don't have to move, you're not going to move.
And one of the things we mentioned last week, we got a few calls on and a few texts on, is that we have a new program with a fixed rate second that you can actually still tap that equity in your house and preserve that 2 or 3% interest rate that you have on your first. And if you want to learn more about that program, again, we have alternate ways to calculate your income. We can use bank statements. This second is super unique as compared to walking into a big box bank. We can get this done and help you maybe pay off some high credit card debt, because I think that's one of the reasons that people are actually doing some refinances right now. They'll take the, hey, 6% is better than 22% on my credit card, right?
Right, because as we know, not only are interest rates going up on mortgages, but they are going up considerably on, you know, consumer debt,
yeah.
Credit cards, you know, even equity lines are higher, but
right.
It makes sense if you blend the rate of your second mortgage along with your low first mortgage. A lot of times the numbers work out, and it's advantageous to go
there. Yeah, and it's also about cash flow, right? If we can save you, and we actually helped somebody we closed last week save almost $1,800 a month in cash flow. And those of you that have listened to the show for the last 11 years, I'm not a use your house as an ATM guy. That is the last thing I want you to do, because that's what I think got us into trouble back in 2008, 2010, right? It was too easy to refinance and pull cash out. But if your cash flow and you're going to save a substantial amount of money, it's like Adam mentioned, it's a great way to see that blended interest rate. Like I had a client send me their credit card statement last week, and he was paying 27% on his credit card statement each month. That's substantial, and I think that's where it comes into play. And again, you may not be in your house long term. It's all about how long you're going to be in this home, what's your break-even point. So again, if you want to learn and look at the big picture about maybe refinancing and saving some monthly cash flow, Adam, how does somebody get a hold of you?
You can reach me at 916-220-2757. Text me, call me.
Say that number one more time.
916-220-2757.
All right, folks. Again, I am really happy. I want to say a little note before the break is to be here at KTKZ. We have been locally here on the air for almost 11 years, and we're excited to be here. Please listen. Let us know you're listening. Shout out. Give us a call. Give us a text. We love to hear from you. All right, folks. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, this is Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Home values are rising and homeowners have more equity than ever before. While that's great news, the cost of living and items we use every day are getting more expensive as inflation sets in. Most of us have worked years to pay the mortgage on our home. Maybe it's time for your home to pay you. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may help eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and provide a line of credit to be used for emergencies or maybe just to improve the quality of life. With a reverse mortgage, you retain title to your home. You can pay it off anytime like a traditional mortgage, and your heirs have the ability to pay off the loan below market value, even if your loan balance exceeds the value of your home. Call me today to learn if a reverse mortgage is right for you. 916-806-0606. That's Eric Olofsky with Essex Mortgage at 916-806-0606. Or you can find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky. NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Hi, this is the co-host of Real Life Real Estate and luxury realtor Christina Manuel. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. From the city to the suburbs, buyer and seller opportunities are better than ever in our region. We have many pre-approved buyers looking for their dream home today. I have a strategic marketing plan that attracts thousands of home buyers with radio ads, professional photography, 250 online platforms to reach the largest buyer's pool for your property. If I don't sell your home, you can cancel at any time. Listen, guys, buying or selling a home does not have to be stressful. So call me today at 916-251-6414 or visit reallifere.com for more info. Real estate is the key to building wealth, and our team will get the job done for you no matter what. So call or text me for all of your real estate needs. I'm always available, 916-251-6414. That's 251-6414. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage today. Christina Manuel, California BRE number 02001226. Real Life Real Estate number 02034422.
Now back to Real Life Lending with Eric Olofsky on AM 1380, The Answer.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Life Lending. We are your Northern California show for what's new and true in mortgage finance and real estate. Today in the studio, we have loan offer extraordinaire Adam Schaefer. It's great to have him. He's got years and years of experience. You know, before the break, we were kind of going through, where the market's at, hot and cold, and it's just super competitive right now, depending on your price point, days on market, and how new construction seems to be leading the way right now, because they're just building them and selling them as fast as they can, and they're offering some great incentives. If you want to learn more about that, give us a call, 916-806-0606. You know, Adam, one of the things I do, I listen to a lot of talk radio, probably because I sit behind the mic for all this time, but, you know, I hear some of the financial gurus, especially one in particular that I know everybody listens to, that, you know, made some good points, and I wanted to kind of share that with everybody today, is that everybody still thinks that it's a great time to buy a house. Even with interest rates where they are right now, we're still at an all-time low for interest rates. Yes, we got spoiled, okay? We got spoiled for a period of time, and I think the Fed artificially kept those interest rates down 2, 3% to try to boost things after 2008 to 2010. Agreed?
This has been like a mantra. When we're talking to clients. When we're quoting rates nowadays,
right.
We, including myself, we've gotten spoiled by what a quote unquote good rate is. right?
We've got a whole generation of people that's all they know.
I mean, do you not remember in the 80s? Yeah. I mean, I know with my folks, interest rates 18%, 17%. Yeah. But nowadays, yeah, rates are off of their lows. But historically speaking, they're still competitive.
If you take the last 10 years out, 6% is a smoking rate.
Right.
Okay. We have to get that around our mindset. And we've been in the business long enough to remember that. Like, you know, yeah, our parents, let's say, you know, we moved from back east in 1982. Average 30-year mortgage rate was 16.63%. Okay. 16, that's a credit card payment. That's like putting your house on a credit card, folks. I want you to think of how much less house you could afford with a 16% rate.
It's crazy.
So, again, we have to reset. We have to do a reset as real estate professionals. Yes, it was awesome. Those of you that took advantage of them, congratulations. You're sitting pretty for the rest of your life. You know, you might be able to do something with that, maybe get somebody to assume or do a wrap, something like that. But those of you new folks, if you look at the big picture, 20 years, now's the time to buy real estate. Don't let rates where they are, because honestly, I don't see them coming back down. We're just not. We printed so much paper during COVID and during the when the Fed was buying mortgage-backed securities to keep them that low. That's why they were so low. The government was buying the securities on the back end of the mortgages after we funded them. Not happening anymore, folks. So now's a great time to buy. I mean, we'll go through some, and just as little as, you know, let's talk about 1990, 10.13%. Okay. I'm going to throw a question. Let's go to 2000. Okay. In us, it doesn't seem that long ago, but I guess if you're 20 years old, it does, right? 2000, average 30-year interest rate was 8.05%. Things didn't get crazy at the low until 2000, let's say 15, is right when things were starting to hit the threes. Yeah. So we have 8 years of just a period of just super artificially low interest rates. Please don't let today's rates, don't get caught waiting on the fence, because you know what? I had folks sitting in when things were super competitive 3 years ago. And, well, I'm just going to wait for housing prices to crash again. How many clients have you said that?
I cannot tell you how many folks I had or have still that I pre-approved 2 years ago, more. And they I get it. They were frustrated. They were getting outbid, multiple offers. And I get it. You know, we're going to just wait and see what happens with the market. But the prices have not
The house you pre-approved them for now costs 30% more.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. I actually have a real-world listener to the show, folks. Actually went through the pre-approval process, was buying a condominium. Price was $200,000. This was about 4 years ago. They decided, I think I'm going to wait for things to correct. It's super competitive. That same condo for $200,000 just sold last week for $325,000. So, I mean, the cost of waiting could be more than the cost of the interest rate right now.
Absolutely right. And the way that we see that most successful people accrue wealth is through real estate.
Right.
You have to get in. And the reality is even if it is a little unsettling when you're of the perceived interest rate being high, the reality is that interest rate is not going to be a forever thing.
Yeah.
At some point, the odds are you'll get into a refinance down the road and you'll get a better rate.
Absolutely. And the thing about interest rates are, you know, and there's a saying that, you know, I like to think I came up with it a couple of years ago, but everybody, you see it all over in memes and everything else. You know, you buy the house and date the rate, right?
Right.
Well, in this environment, you know, the interest rate's temporary. If interest rates go down again and crash, you can always refinance and save yourself some money. But at least you're into the home. And remember, rent is 100% interest because you're paying somebody else's mortgage. You're still paying a mortgage. It may not be your own. And that's kind of what we do. The mantra to my show since day one, 11 years ago, is stop paying your landlord's mortgage. And that's kind of what we've done and why we've designed the show around. And I think that's what, you know, we want to kind of reset the bar. We're going to go back to basics, Mortgage 101. Let's tell everybody, Adam, what to expect, how to prepare to buy for a house in 2023. Because let's face it, folks, you know, back in the day when we started a pre-approval, a quick credit check, that was all you needed to go out and get a pre-approval letter, pre-qual letter, make offers. Now, because there's such small inventory, that seller, that agent, listing agent wants to make sure that you're going to close and that you are fully, and there's going to be no hiccups throughout the transaction. And that's kind of what we do. One of the things being at Essex Mortgage as a direct lender is we will actually take your information, act like you're already in contract, put it through underwriting, identify any hurdles, make sure we have all the documentation. We're going to talk to mom and dad, grandma and grandpa about a gift, how to do it correctly, how to not do it correctly. If you have to sell a car, there's things to do, that steps that we have to take in order to do that, to make sure that all the funds that you think we can use in a real estate transaction, you're actually going to be able to use. Because that's one of the things I think that's most important. And I know we both hit on the problems on that, right? Be honest with your loan officer. 99.9% of the time, we have a solution.
That's true. And there's a, and we'll probably get into this, mm-hmm. but there is a big difference between being pre-approved and credit approved.
Right.
And we can talk about that, because it is, as you, as a lot of folks know, it's very competitive out there. And how do you put yourself in a little better position than your competitor when you're trying to put an offer in?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we'll get into it, but the difference between a pre-approval and a
And sometimes approval is important. Sometimes the, your offer price isn't the only determining factor, right? It's how you're making that seller feel comfortable that they can move on with their lives. And I think that has a lot to do with it, especially these days where we might have a couple contingent chains on the transaction, where if you mess up, two other people's deals fall apart.
Right.
So agents are doing their due diligence. So I think that's important. So one of the things I think we wanted to set the basic for one of our first shows here on KTKZ is kind of go through 2023 guide of how, 8 steps to prepare to buy a house. And, you know, let's start on the first one that you kind of just mentioned, Adam, is check your credit, know your score.
It's important. You've got to be you're your best advocate, really. And there are a lot of ways to check credit score. But what a lot of folks will do is, if you go to your local bank, you can go online and just kind of get a rough idea of what your credit score is. It's not always accurate. There's different algorithms that are used than first when a lender checks their credit.
Mm-hmm.
But it really can be an eye-opener when you start talking with the loan officer and we go through the pre-approval process and we check the credit, because we're really counseling you. And we'll look at that credit score. And as you can imagine, the better score you have, the better loan you're going to get,
sure,
typically. So we want to get you lined up and with a good credit score.
Yeah, and I think one of the things you touched on, Adam, is that there's different types of credit pulls. Like an auto loan pull is going to have a different score than a credit card pull. That's going to have a different score than a mortgage pull, because they're all different algorithms, right? They're looking at different factors to create that score. And how often have you had somebody come in, pull up their phone and say, hey, my Discover app says my credit score is 782, and when you pull their mortgage pull, it could be 50, 60 points less, right?
Very common.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, again, one of the things that we'll do is we'll pull all three bureaus, and all mortgage lenders, the most qualification process will look at your middle score. That's how we're qualifying you off of. And some cases, you might be 2 or 3 or 6 points off from getting to the next better pricing level. And one of the things we can do is what's called a rapid rescore. We can actually create a new credit file. We'll tell you what we've been doing this for years. We'll send it to our credit company. They'll tell us, all right, pay this card down to $20, pay this one down by $500. And we can sometimes do that and actually improve your options for that particular loan program or different types of pricing options. So I think, you know, one of the things on credit, it's such a different animal for each person. I think we'll continue that after the break. All right, folks, you're listening to Real Life Lending. We'll be right back after this. Hello, everybody. It's Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Let's make this year the year you stop paying your landlord's mortgage and start making the investment in yourself. Everyone's talking about rates increasing, but rates are still historically low. So why don't you lock in your rate today and fix your cost of housing for the next 30 years? Get pre-approved today by calling me at 916-806-0606. And even if you've been turned down by another lender, bear in mind that Essex Mortgage is the bank and all lending decisions are made in-house. Essex Mortgage has several down payment assistance programs that will allow 100% financing for your new home purchase. We have programs for self-employed borrowers, jumbo, VA, FHA, and reverse mortgages for those over the age of 62. Call me today at 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606, or find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky, NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Now back to Real Life Lending with Eric Ilofsky on AM 1380, The Answer.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to Real Life Lending. We are your Northern California show for what's new and true in mortgage finance. Happy to be here on KTKZ after being on another station here locally for the last 11 years. We look forward to helping you folks like we've been doing throughout the community. Lots of ways to get a hold of us. Our text line, again, is 916-806-0606, 916-806-0606. You can also jump on our website, reallifelending.com. We've got Adam Schaefer here in studio with me today, and our decision is to kind of go reset the bar, Mortgage 101, about how to get pre-approved in 2023. We started with checking your credit, and we kind of went through the different processes of different algorithms and how the different things and how we can maybe change your score and do a rapid rescore. Because let's face it, if you pay down your credit card, sometimes it could take 30 to 60 days to actually affect your actual score when it's pulled. So we can actually get that done in usually about 72 hours.
Right.
And it's pretty accurate. But one of the things I want to mention, folks, because everybody talks about credit, I might be embarrassed about something that happened, or you might have gone through a life event that you might have missed some payments. And I just want to remind everybody, folks, that anything that's on your credit report, I've either gone through personally or I've seen six times this morning already. So these are things that we have combined 50-some-odd years of experience looking at credit reports and trying to find a solution. And let's there are down payment assistance programs, 100% financing programs, down to a 620 FICO score. So you don't need a super high FICO score, but also it doesn't mean that you need to go out and buy a house if you have a 620 FICO score. It's about learning and being responsible, and maybe you just hadn't reestablished. It's about helping and finding a solution for you folks. So I just wanted to share that, not to be embarrassed about anything that's on your report.
I agree. And, credit, I always talk about this with clients. It's almost like a living, breathing thing. Mm-hmm. And if we can just look at that, it's almost like a puzzle, too. And to be able to look at a credit score and come up with a game plan. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we talk to folks, we're not looking at – the client isn't in a position to buy in a week.
Right.
Sometimes it's a month. Sometimes it's even a year. Because we're counseling them and taking them through how to put them in the best position.
Exactly.
It just depends. So when the timing is right, that's when we jump in.
Absolutely. I have files on my desk from listeners just like you folks sitting out there that have been on my desk for over a year that we've been working with and trying to get them ready to buy a house. So, and as real estate professionals, we always hear, why I can't, why I'm not ready, right? So our job is to at least set the bar with realistic expectations and kind of get you back to a plan where, yes, I can. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we do. So credit, it's individual. It's so individual for each person out there. The best thing you could do is reach out to Adam. Adam, how do they get a hold of you again?
You guys can reach me at 916-220-2757.
And with pulling your credit, one of the things that's important about the pre-approval process is debt-to-income ratio, right? Mortgages have two different numbers they look at. Your income in relationship to your total mortgage payment, which is your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. That's one ratio. And then the other ratio is that your income in relation to your new house payment plus everything else on your credit report. So there may be some programs that have a higher debt-to-income allowance that we can move towards, or there are programs that have tighter guidelines. So it's kind of just about our initial credit review. We're not only going to look at your score. We're going to look at, all right, if we need to pay this car off or we need to pay down this credit card, to help you qualify for the amount of purchase price that you want. I think that's important. And that's one of the things, that power of knowledge, is that we get into, and Adam and I were talking about during the break, is that sometimes it's not about how much we can qualify you for. It's about your payment comfort, right?
It's so true. I mean, if you look at, let's say you take a specific loan program and the guidelines. And some of those, the debt-to-income ratio requirements allow you to have half of your income go to all of your monthly obligations. So, for example, let's say you make, I don't know, $8,000 a month. Well, that means that $4,000 can go to all of your house payment, car payment, everything else. So you may qualify for that. But it's really important, like Eric just said, to you have to be comfortable with that.
Right.
Some folks may say, well, there's no way I want a house payment of $3,000 plus $1,000 in debt. So what we try to do is, okay, this is what you would qualify for, but what are you comfortable with paying?
Yeah, and I think that's important. And sometimes we'll back into that purchase price based on what you tell me you want to pay because you know, we want you to like us each month when you write that check rather than call me all kind of nasty names because it is important and that's our job. Because how often, Adam, have you had somebody call and say, well, I really like this house. It's $500,000, you know, but I only want my payment to be $2,000.
It happens often, and yeah. I like to get have that discussion right away or as soon as possible and go through, okay, well, what's your comfort level? All right, well, if this is the house that you want to buy, you can expect a payment in this range.
Right, because sometimes some of the online housing search programs will throw out a payment, and a lot of times that's just principal and interest. It doesn't include property tax, homeowner's insurance, mortgage insurance if you're not putting 20% down. So there's all kind of things that can inflate that number, so that $2,000 a month can easily become $3,600 a month when you add those other factors involved.
Exactly.
So again, that I think that's really important is looking where your dollars are spent each month, not only with your new proposed mortgage payment, but what's on your credit report and your monthly obligations. And I think that's a really, really cool piece. And backing into that purchase price where your comfort zone. You know, when somebody says, how much do I qualify for? Well, that's kind of a loaded question sometimes, right?
It absolutely is.
And that kind of gets into, you know, one of the other hurdles that we say of why I can't right now from folks is, you know, I don't have down payment. And right now there are so many different programs out there, right, Adam, to help you qualify?
There are definitely some down payment assistance programs out there, and this is where we can educate and walk you through what that process is. Mm-hmm. And just give us a call.
Yeah, there's a lot of things out there. Let's say if you're a veteran, former active military, reserve, your veteran benefit, in my opinion, is one of the best loan programs out there. It's 100% financing, no mortgage insurance. Let's face it, with any other traditional loan program, if you put less than 20% down, you're going to pay mortgage insurance. And what is mortgage insurance? Mortgage insurance protects the bank. Your homeowner's insurance protects you against fire. So, and they force you to protect the bank with that monthly PMI if you don't put 20%
even
down.
Even though you qualify for it, you still have to pay the private mortgage insurance. Right.
And VA loans, you know, as of last year, there's no county loan limits. You can buy a $2 million house with zero down as long as you can qualify for that monthly payment. No monthly mortgage insurance. Depending on, you know, your years of service, you might have a funding fee, a one-time funding fee up front. That it doesn't come out of your pocket. It gets added onto the loan balance. So I think, you know, that's one way of 100% financing. And luckily, we live in an area here where you get out the outskirts out of town, you know, outside of Auburn, Roseville out that way, up anything past Roseville and up past El Dorado Hills on the 50 side. You know, there's a USDA loan. That is 100% financing. Yep. And everybody's thinking, yeah, it's the same thing that's stamped on the side of my steak, right, Adam?
Right. I think that as well.
But it's just another government agency,
right?
Correct?
That's right. It's a great program.
Yeah, and they will finance 100% financing. The monthly mortgage insurance is less than FHA. And there are some income requirements that you have. You can't make over a certain amount of money. And your debt-to-income ratios have to be, you know, substantially low. But not only do you have to qualify for that program, the property itself has to qualify for that program.
That's true.
Yeah, and there's a simple search, USDA home search, home eligibility search. You can plug in a zip code or a property address, and it'll tell you whether they'll qualify for 100% financing. So those are two standard institutional 100% financing programs. You know, why I don't have a down payment? There's CalHEFA. There was the Dream for All program. All those things were 100% financing. Some of those programs will not only provide you down payment assistance. They'll also provide some closing cost relief. But they all are liens on property, right?
Correct.
Sometimes you can have one to a mortgage for the down payment, a lien for the second or for the first, a lien for the second, and a lien for the third if you're getting closing costs.
Correct.
So you're going in upside down on some of those programs.
Could be a little bit of a challenge down the road if you want to, let's say, refinance.
Right.
Yeah.
We also have our in-house down payment assistance program that is a second program. So you have your first FHA loan. We're going to borrow, going to let you borrow 3.5%, which would be the normal down payment, and that's paid off in 10 years, fully amortized in 10 years. So that second payment goes away, which reduces your mortgage payment. You don't have that second lien on property any longer. So that is so many different programs, and there's so many different ones out there as far as grants and things like that. The best thing you do is call us. Find out exactly what you qualify for or what it would take to get you to qualify for one of those programs. All right, folks, you're listening to Real Life Lending. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is the co-host of Real Life Real Estate and luxury realtor, Christina Manuel. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. From the city to the suburbs, buyer and seller opportunities are better than ever in our region. We have many pre-approved buyers looking for their dream home today. I have a strategic marketing plan that attracts thousands of home buyers with radio ads, professional photography, 250 online platforms to reach the largest buyers pool for your property. If I don't sell your home, you can cancel at any time. Listen, guys, buying or selling a home does not have to be stressful. So call me today at 916-251-6414 or visit reallifere.com for more info. Real estate is the key to building wealth, and our team will get the job done for you no matter what. So call or text me for all of your real estate needs. I'm always available, 916-251-6414. That's 251-6414. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage today. Christina Manuel, California, BRE number 0200-1226. Real Life Real Estate number 0203-4422.
Hey, everybody. This is Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Home values are rising, and homeowners have more equity than ever before. While that's great news, the cost of living and items we use every day are getting more expensive as inflation sets in. Most of us have worked years to pay the mortgage on our home. Maybe it's time for your home to pay you. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may help eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and provide a line of credit to be used for emergencies or maybe just to improve the quality of life. With a reverse mortgage, you retain title to your home. You can pay it off anytime like a traditional mortgage, and your heirs have the ability to pay off the loan below market value, even if your loan balance exceeds the value of your home. Call me today to learn if a reverse mortgage is right for you. 916-806-0606. That's Eric Olofsky with Essex Mortgage at 916-806-0606. Or you can find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky. NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Now back to Real Life Lending with Eric Olofsky on AM 1380, The Answer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Lending. We are your Northern California show for what's new and true in mortgage finance. My name is Eric Olofsky. I'm here with Adam Schaefer today, and we're talking about how to prepare to buy a home in 2023. Kind of touched on credit, down payment. One of the things that I think Adam wanted to mention is that PMI is not forever, right, if you don't put 20% down?
Depending on the loan. PMI is not a forever thing. So some folks think that, oh my gosh, I'm going to have this private mortgage insurance payment forever. Right. And the reality is with a conventional loan, once the loan to value falls below a certain point, that will be removed. Right. And we can walk through the steps of how to do that.
Right. So again, we're preparing to buy a home. One of the things I wanted to get to a text question that came in during the break, and I'll let you handle this one, Adam. I work in the Bay Area. This is from Mike in Rancho Cordova. I work in the Bay Area. Can I buy a home in Sacramento as a primary residence?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. And I think he's probably asking that because sure. If I'm too far away and let's say I work in the Bay Area, right. Well, then how is that going to work? How is the underwriter going to prove it? Because I live too far away, so would it not be an investment property
right.
or not owner-occupied? But in that scenario, yes, you can absolutely qualify for an owner-occupied property. And what we were also finding, too, is folks that even live further away from their, let's say, headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm closing a loan next week. A gentleman lives in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and his company is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's an owner-occupied because
right.
he works remotely, and he's able to supply the information from his employer saying that he can work remotely.
Yeah, COVID changed all that, right?
It really did.
But this used to be – I used to get this question all the time because a lot of lenders out there over the years have had overlays, meaning they have their own guidelines, because occupancy fraud was a huge thing at a certain period of time after the last downturn. And that means where you're really it's an investment property, but you're saying it's a primary residence to get better a rate. So one of the things that there's no loan program, VA, government, any government loans or any conventional loans or even any jumbo loans that have a mileage requirement on how far you have to live. It has to make sense. So what the underwriter is going to do, and what's more sense than I can't afford a 3,000 square foot house in San Francisco, but I can up here. We might have to have a letter from your employer acknowledging that they understand you're going to be living this far away. And that's about it. I actually have a client and a listener to the show that is a firefighter that works in Santa Cruz that lives in Pilot Hill. So, and that's a 4.5 hour drive sometimes for him, and he does it 3 times a week. So it is definitely, there are no guidelines on it. It just has to make sense. And that's a great question, Mike. Thanks for asking. Back to preparing to buy a mortgage, and I know it's our last segment and we could talk all day about this, Adam, but you know, we talked about credit, we talked about down payment, you know, finding the right loan program. Hopefully with all that information, we get your information, we get your application, we're going to give you some different options, whether it be government, down payment assistance, those types of programs, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where we have a conversation, whether it's in person, over the phone, however you would like to communicate. But really, it's coming up with a game plan to get pre-approved and really drilling down and seeing what is the best loan for you.
Yeah, the best thing that we can do is we obviously – and one of the great things about the internet since we've been in the business so long is that it's created some informed buyers, right? But the internet's a great thing and it's a terrible thing, right? Sometimes guidelines are outdated. They're doing research. They don't quite understand. But most of the time, listeners and new home buyers are asking the right questions. And they're doing their own research on loan programs. And I think that's really cool and that's awesome. Our job is to – make sure that you understand exactly what the differences are between those loan programs, the different qualifications for each of those loan programs, and your payment based on that. I think the best thing we could do you is give you that power of knowledge. So by the time you're done, you're going to know exactly, if I buy a house at this price point, this is going to be my payment. These are going to be my out-of-pocket costs. This is going to be my down payment. This is what I'm going to have to ask mom and dad for. So again, we already have a game plan before you start looking at a home.
That's exactly right. And really, we're educators and we're counselors. And whether you're a first-time home buyer, and I will sometimes spend an hour on the phone walking a client through just what the process is. Okay, what does it mean to even be pre-approved? What are the next steps?
Right.
What do I do with that information?
Sure.
And I tell people, your pre-approval is just your ticket to go house shopping.
Right.
It tells the seller that you've done some due diligence and you've got a really good shot at getting a loan, and the realtor as well that you're working
with. Yeah, that you have to have a pre-approval letter in order to make an offer these days on a home.
Right.
And 90% of the time, that listing agent's going to call your loan officer name at the bottom of that pre-approval letter and drill us and ask us exactly how they've been pre-approved, making sure that we've done our due diligence. And our job is to make them feel comfortable that, yes, we've been in the business so long, we've looked at income credit, we've chosen the Light Loan program, and we can close in so much period of time.
And I think that's where we're unique, where if a client puts an offer in on a property, mm-hmm. I'm immediately asking for the listing agent's name.
Absolutely.
Because I want to call and espouse the virtues of our buyer and tell them how great of a buyer they are. And that sometimes can give our clients a little leg up, a little advantage, in addition to getting credit approved versus pre-approved.
Sure.
So you're poised and ready to go. It just makes the buyer as strong as possible.
And you know what that tells that listing agent? You're going to communicate with them. That's the key thing.
Right.
Right? Because listing agents, they're putting their trust in you because they're accepting your offer with your name on the bottom of that pre-approval letter, and they're fiduciaries to their seller. So they're basically telling their seller, hey, I trust this loan officer. We're going to take this offer and accept this offer and move forward.
And I think this is where, as a buyer, you really have to do your due diligence when searching for a loan officer.
Good job of a point.
And one of the things that I tell prospective clients of mine is I say, Google my name, do a search of my last, 200 or 300 surveys.
Right.
And I'm really proud of that. And what I just tell people do is just type in my name. So Adam. And my last name is Schaefer, which is S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, and just put customer service survey, or I think customer service experience survey.
Right.
And you'll just see a bunch of surveys pop up. I think you should do that for any time you're researching.
Now you're just showing off, Adam.
Whatever.
So, and that's a great point, because not only should you do your due diligence on your loan officer, and we actually send out surveys for all of our clients – those that went smoothly, and those that didn't go so smoothly. Because let's face it, buying a home is an emotional thing, right, Adam? You're going to know my kids' names by the end of the transaction. I'm going to know a lot about you because you're probably going to hear me screaming at my kids on the phone late at night one night. It's just it's a relationship thing, and I think that there's a piece of trust there that goes a long way. And, you know, we've been in the business so long, we've helped, you know, sometimes multiple generations of families buy homes. And I think that's a cool thing.
And I think it's super important. I think, you know, there's a lot of Eric was talking earlier about the internet. You can absolutely go online and Google a million online mortgage companies and you'll get somebody in a call center. Mm-hmm. But that is a transactional process. You're going to only be able to get a hold of them during business hours on the East Coast or somewhere else, as opposed to us where you can call me pretty much anytime.
And we are full service. And I think, again, you know, I've been doing this a long, long time, and I think I've got the best mousetrap out there as far as closing loans on time. And right now, you know, guys, we're closing loans in 10 days or under, 12 days or under. It's pretty super fast. Even in this market with values being where they are, we're still got one of the loan officers in our office told me she got an appraisal waiver yesterday, meaning that no appraisal is required on this contract for this purchase. So that's going to cut down on close time by a week or two.
And closing costs.
Yeah, and closing costs, exactly. So again, I think, you know, best thing you could do is we get you pre-approved, we hand you that letter, we say, all right, go to it. You know, you feel confident, and we're going to make sure everybody involved in the transaction. Sometimes, you know, we talk to mom and dad to make sure that they're comfortable with, you know, what you're choosing and the path you're choosing. We're happy to do that as long as you give us permission to do that. And then we send you off. We help you find a real estate agent, you know, if you don't already have one. You know, my dad was a broker for 40 years, and, you know, he had a great saying, you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting a real estate agent in the state of California. PETA, please don't call. I was just joking. But there's a lot of us out there. Very few are full-time real estate agents. Very few real estate agents make any money. It's making sure that you find somebody that's available 24 hours a day that can help you and facilitate and know the market that you're looking at, right? That's the key.
And I think what you're also finding is in this market, you see these ebbs and flows where folks come into this industry mm-hmm. when, you know, you can close a deal with your eyes closed.
Sure.
And nowadays, you definitely see attrition. You see people leaving the industry, and the ones that stick around are the ones that have the legs on them.
A lot of loan officers selling solar and cars these days.
True. That is true.
But again, folks, Adam, if somebody wants to start this process and go through that pre-approval process, give your number out a couple of times.
Sure. You can reach me at 916-220-2757, 916-220-2757. You can call or text me.
Okay. Got one more quick question. You know what? I think I'm going to save that for next week. Again, guys, our text line is 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606. You know, I'm excited. I want to thank everybody on a personal note. We had our first show here on KTKZ last week, and I got more phone calls and text from you listeners out there just with positive things to say than I probably had in the last 2 months at the other station we were on. So it's great to hear somebody's listening out there and thinks what we're doing is important. You know, we're sitting behind this microphone. It's hard to tell if people actually are listening, but we're helping two folks that were listening last week get pre-approved this week. So just pick up the phone. Like we mentioned earlier, now's the time to start, is just get that process going. And if we have to do some work, it gives us some time to do some work. And make sure that the best thing you can do is stop paying your landlord's mortgage. That's the most important thing.
That's it. Let's educate you and get you on the road to homeownership.
Yeah, and homeownership, everybody thinks about, you know, you make money, we build wealth, all that. But, you know, the best thing about homeownership is not the financial stuff. It's about fixing the cost of your home, where you're living, for the next 30 years. Because we live in one of the highest areas of the country with single-family home rent increases. So know exactly what your knowledge and what your payment is going to be for the next 30 years. Folks, again, if you're a licensed MLO loan officer and you've got a team, you're looking for the last job you're ever going to have in this company, give me a call, 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606. Thank you, Adam, for being here.
Glad to
be here.
Let's
not make it another 4 years before you're back.
I promise.
All right, folks. All right. Thanks again for listening to Real Life Lending.
Bye.